SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Madison Lane, back with another dose of daily stoicism. Now, before we dive in today, let me ask you something. How often do you find yourself beating yourself up? I mean really, truly kicking yourself for a mistake, or a missed opportunity, or even just a bad hair day. Don't worry, I'm not judging. We've all been there. It's easy to slip into that critical inner voice, right? But here's the thing, and this is where stoicism comes in. Practicing self-compassion and kindness is like a superpower. Seriously. Imagine navigating life with a little more understanding and gentleness towards yourself. That's what we're talking about today. It's not about letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about recognizing that you're human, you're learning, and sometimes you're gonna mess up. And guess what? That's totally okay. So, let's unpack 5 key takeaways from this awesome practice of self-compassion. First, accept your imperfections. Nobody's perfect, right? We all have flaws, quirks, and moments where we fall short. Instead of fighting against those imperfections, try accepting them as part of what makes you unique. Think about it like this: if your favorite band released an album with only perfect, flawless tracks, would it be as interesting? Probably not. A little bit of imperfection adds spice to life. Second, practice mindfulness. This is all about being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Ever felt like you're spiraling into a negative thought pattern? Mindfulness can help you step back and observe those thoughts instead of getting caught up in them. Imagine it as taking a mental vacation, just observing the chaos from a distance, sipping on a metaphorical latte, and being kind to yourself. Third, treat yourself with kindness. Just like you would treat your best friend, try to speak to yourself with compassion and understanding. Avoid harsh self-criticism and replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. You deserve to be treated with the same kindness and respect that you offer others. Think about it: if a friend was beating themselves up over a mistake, what would you say? Probably something encouraging and supportive, right? Well, extend that same kindness to yourself. Fourth, learn from your mistakes. Instead of dwelling on past errors, view them as valuable learning opportunities. Every mistake is a chance to grow and improve. Remember that famous quote by Albert Einstein: anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new. So go ahead, take those risks, learn from the missteps, and keep moving forward. And lastly, celebrate your successes. Don't forget to acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments, big or small. Every win, every step in the right direction deserves to be recognized and appreciated. It's like hitting that like button on your own life. Give yourself a pat on the back. Now, imagine this. You're at work, you just presented a project, and even though it went well overall, you notice a few minor things you could have done better. Instead of spiraling into self-criticism and replaying those mistakes in your head, what if you took a moment to acknowledge the positive? Celebrate the fact that you delivered the presentation confidently and effectively. Then, shift your focus towards how you can learn and improve for next time. That's self-compassion in action. Remember, embracing self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving up on your goals. It's about creating a kinder, more supportive inner environment that allows you to grow and thrive. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion and kindness in your life. Remember, you deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion? Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media using #DailyStoicism. Keep shining bright, my friends, and remember, you've got this. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.